This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Michigan, Alabama co-offensive coordinator Josh Gattis is added to the Michigan staff. I've been told, and I want to make sure I get this exactly right, he will be the play caller. He will be the play caller. And the term that was used with me, 100% control of the offense. Now, as far as that is concerned, I'm okay with that. I'm fine with it. I know that it's a really, really important thing that everybody focuses on. I think play calling is one of the most overly scrutinized thing in sports. I do this because I've been in a lot of other cities after losses of the home team and listening to post-game shows, and invariably play calling comes up. And quite frankly, almost everyone says, there'll be a phone call where somebody says, the play calling was terrible. There was no creativity. As if, you know, they expect that, you know, some colorful mosaic of plays to be presented. And after you hear it in every town, you go, huh. So this happens everywhere. After every loss, somebody bitches about play calling. It's not always about play calling. But your job as a coordinator is to get a high percentage of correct play calls. The job as a coordinator, quite frankly, the job of the coordinator is to score points. And when you're not scoring points, that's where the trouble creeps up. There's going to be much made of Gattis as a play caller. My first thought when I saw this was, what kind of recruiter is he? Because when I watched Alabama, and where it really hits home from a Michigan perspective is the two Harris boys in their backfield, two of their three-headed monster, the running back, one of them had committed to Michigan, and the other one was down to Michigan and Alabama. And maybe Michigan never really came close, but there was enough of belief that they were going to get him. The A.J. Dillon, who's now at Boston College, teared it up, decommitted to Michigan because he thought Najee Harris was coming to Michigan. And I'm watching those guys go for 6 to 10 yards per carry. And I think Alabama had three running backs that would have started at Michigan. And it's what I think is more important is what kind of recruiter is this guy?
Well, I think I don't know how good recruiters anybody are at Alabama. Alabama kind of recruits itself because of what Saban's done there. And he's turned things around. And now it seems, because the amount of turnover they have in their staff is insane. Every year they lose their coordinators. And by the way, this just reported by Pete Thamel, Dan Enos is going to be the new offensive coordinator at Miami.
The Dolphins?
Well, it says, I would assume it's, well, I don't know. It says Miami. It doesn't say the Dolphins. It doesn't say just Miami. Probably, I would assume the U, but we'll see. So they just lost their coordinators there. Looked like he was going to be the offensive coordinator in Alabama, and he's not going to do that. He's going to Miami. So, again, they have to start over. The fact that you were part of Alabama has that prestige to it. But in the end, it's about if it is recruiting, can you bring somebody to Michigan? Just because you did it to Alabama doesn't mean you'll be able to do it anywhere else. I mean, when you come calling and you're like, oh, yeah, there's a coach from Alabama that wants to come. Oh, really? Awesome. Alabama? Really? Okay. Not that people don't have a similar reaction to Michigan, but Alabama is different because it's the program right now. So I kind of think it's not about the name of the coach. It's the name of the school that gets that done.
Well,
but I think it's important, though, that this coach is going to be given the ability and the power to call the plays, though. It's about time that somebody did other than Harbaugh.
Part of my research included in Gattis' entire career, and when he left Penn State, one of the things I read was he brought in an assembly line of great recruits when he left Penn State to go to Alabama. So it was established well before he got there. Yes, recruiting in Alabama is a lot easier than recruiting to a lot of other schools. But that's where I really think the home run is hit. And so, you know, 24/7 does a database of recruiting rankings of assistant coaches based upon who they've been the primary recruiter on. Gattis ranks 23rd in the country. He will be Michigan's second highest recruiting assistant coach behind Chris Partridge. Al Washington, who they just lost, was 85th, and Madison was in the 100 somewhere. So we got to see what else they do with their staff. But it sounds like from a recruiting perspective, this guy did a really, really good job.
Daniels, by the way, University of Miami.
Is it University of Miami? That's the thing that I think is where this is a check plus. As far as him being the play caller, okay, fine, great. His role at Alabama, actually, he and Dan Enos put together the game plan, and then Loxley was the play caller, the in-game play caller. So Enos and, I mean, sure, Loxley had a lot to do with it, but Enos and...
Loxley had the most to do.
With the play calling, for sure. But what I was told by somebody closer to the situation was Enos and Gattis were the guys that put together the game plan, and then Loxley is your play caller. When Loxley went to Maryland, people thought Gattis would go there to be his offensive coordinator. Instead, he ends up and, we'll see. He's now got to do it in Michigan. He's got to do what he's done at previous stops in Michigan. And, you know, he's got ties to some of Bama's best recruits, and we'll see if some of them will follow. One of them said, you know, the top receiver in the country said that this is a game changer for Michigan, as they had, you know, somebody that they had pursued. We'll see if it plays out, just like everything else. But same question for Michigan fans that we asked State fans. Do you approve of what has happened? And let me update. It is 79% say yes, 21% say no. Do you approve of the totality of losing Madison and Washington but gaining Gattis? And people like it.
Well, these are two totally different approaches from the in-state schools.
Yeah.
You got the University of Michigan, which has had a lot of coaching turnover since Jim Harbaugh came there. And you've got Michigan State that has had very little coaching turnover since Mark D'Antonio's been there.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.